What are we going to do as a church? Our souls need to wake up. We need to respond to the gospel of Jesus. He said, go into the world.
We don't want to deal with reality, Christian. We don't even want to deal with reality, even though we've been saved from this place.
I'm calling on you today in the name of Jesus to rise up to the call of God. Christ is coming back soon.
If I start telling people about hell, I might just scare them off. Where are you going to scare them off to? Hell number two? People stop thinking about it. If hell really exists, and it does, I didn't say that Jesus did, then don't you think people need to know about it? Can't you at least give them a fighting chance? Or are you just going to sit there and let them burn?
This is Chris from Don't Let Them Burn.
And this is Rory. Good evening, everyone.
All right. So tonight we have an end times update, and we're going to fill you guys in on what's going on in the world. But before that, you can find us on www.don'tletthemburn.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, vid.me, and other social media platforms. And also, if you want to help out our ministry, you can find us on Patreon, Don't Let Them Burn, or Fundly. And, you know, don't let them burn. So before we start our show, Rory, you have anything to say?
Just happy to be back and just want to share God's word with everybody and just encourage everybody in the Lord. Although we're going to be talking about some of the things that are going on in the world today, remember, our source is not what's going on. We don't look at what's going on necessarily. We keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith.
That's right. That's right. And again, you know, we come and we talk about the times that we're living in. It seems like we're at a precipice and things are going wild, crazy. And this is not a time for you to lose your mind or your faith or, you know, time for you to bug out, run to the hills. It's time for you to hone in on the word of God and take care of the commission, spreading the gospel. Those sort of things. Looking up and rejoicing in the Lord and keeping your eyes on heavenly things. Rory?
Yep, absolutely. We have to do that. We like Chris was saying, really and truly, sometimes we get so discouraged and sort of just depressed if we continue looking at what's going on in the news. But, you know, the Word of God says that we are to continually renew our mind with God's word. And I just want to say that to everyone, we need to continually renew our minds with God's word, because that's the only way you're going to be able to break free from this mess.
Amen.
And, you know, yeah. And all you got to do is just trust in God, trust in the Lord. Look at his word. In his word, it says, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's not going to turn his back on you. He's not going to leave you. You know, God, he has, if you look at Mark 4, whenever he's called on, he answers immediately. Now, the problem is a lot of times people don't necessarily like the answer that comes, but God has always answered.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, God always gives an answer. And right now, we're supposed to be looking for his return. We're supposed to be very in tune with the season. What season are we in? That's where we're supposed to be focused on, other than the gospel, of course. But we need to know the season, because he calls us hypocrites if we don't. So, Rory, what's your first story tonight? What do you want to get into?
Well, just so many things that are going on in the world today. We heard yesterday about a shooting in Colorado, where this man lost his job apparently, or was fired or let go or whatever it is, and he just went into a store, a Walmart store, and he just basically started gunning down people. And it's so unfortunate that people are dying because of how we are living in today's world. It's really bad that, you know, like the Bible says, men, they are heartless. They've become heartless. They're just evil. For someone to just go into a store and do that. And then we will have people saying, well, you know, there have always been mass shootings, you know, but not on the level that we're experiencing it today. And it's becoming more and more prevalent, so to speak. We had one the first part of October, the first of November, it's another one. this guy killed three people in Walmart. He, you know, he was a businessman. He had a failed business, and he was $58,000 in debt. And these are, and Chris, I have to say this. These are the ones that we hear about, because some happen, but we don't necessarily hear about them. It's just so unfortunate that we have to, you know, Chris, we have to continually pray for our families and for our children. And we need to ask the Lord for discernment when we are going to and fro, shopping, doing whatever it is that we're doing. We need to be alert. Be on alert all the time. Know your surroundings. And yes, you have to, yes, we are to trust God, but we also have to be prudent in everything that we do. The Bible says to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove.
Well, it also talks about being foolish and losing your life early. So there's all sorts of directions we can go in with that, right? You know, with all these shootings, if someone says there's always been shootings, then they don't really know their history, do they? And it's getting worse. The last one in Vegas was the worst mass shooting ever, right? And it's one of the biggest catastrophes since 9/11. So if you don't have your thinking caps on, or your critical thinking caps, it'll seem like everything is just commonplace. And wait a minute, wouldn't certain people like this to become commonplace? Like this terror, killing, shooting, be commonplace to where, okay, now it's just normal. We're just waiting for the more devastating actions to take place, because, hey, they shot up a school last week. No big deal. That's happened before. They shot up a casino or a concert. Oh, well, it's just the run-of-the-mill stuff. And then what do we end up doing? Sitting in our homes, playing video games, and not going out.
You know, Chris, you touched on something that I have to go back over. You talked about the shooting that happened earlier on this month. In that particular shooting, if you don't mind me talking about this, in that particular shooting, we have, you know, we've dealt with that in a show, but we have come across dead ends, and the story continues to change. You know what? We have a city that in all the casinos, the different tables that they're playing, blackjack, Russian, whatever it is they decided to play, those places have the most video cameras that I've probably ever seen. However, there's no video of this man going into a hotel, and the list goes on and on and on. And it's sickening. So now everybody has swept that one under the rug, and now we are gone to the guy in New York that was led into the country in 2010 that used a pickup truck to run over people. And some Americans are still asleep. For those people who said that we should ban guns, how come I don't see anybody crying out that we should ban the rental of pickup trucks in these urban areas?
Exactly. Exactly. Why don't you ban pickup trucks now? You know, over there in Europe, they ban guns, but now people are killing with knives and other little instruments. You're going to ban those too? You can't stop what comes out of the heart of man.
Exactly.
These people think it's the weapons that are the issues. And we, you know, one day I guess we're going to do a show on gun control and what it really means. You know, all of the dictators have always banned guns. And what happens after that? People die. And you, and it's not always about the government, people. You have to worry about the people that never gave up their guns. What about the criminals that still have their automatic weapons? Well, what are they going to do? You know what they're going to do? They're going to take over your city, take over your neighborhood. Look at Chicago, if you want a direction to point to. Go ahead, Roy.
Exactly. And, you know, Chris, and for those, since we're talking about some of these things, and, you know, for those who would say, you know, you guys are talking utter nonsense. You know, here it is, a guy, he went in and he mowed down, and, he, you know, we have lost so many lives. And it's, you're right, we have lost lives, and it's unfortunate. It really is unfortunate, you know, for the families. But how come no one is crying out for those lives that are lost in Chicago, in these places where guns are banned, in New York, in Chicago. What happened to some of the other cities? Nobody's talking about these things. Nobody's is protesting when 15 or 16 young black men, women, children die in these cities. Nobody is crying out for gun control. How come no one is saying, hey, you know what? Maybe then we need to have guns for the inner cities. No one is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a ploy. It's a ploy. It's a plot. And you know what? You can fool some people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. People are getting hip. They're starting to see what's going on.
Right.
And it's nonsensical. You know, you have people that have been in power over particular cities for years, 20 years, and they're still fighting for the person that's oppressed and granted all of that. But for 20 years, there's been no change. The crime rate has continually increased over time, and you're still saying that you're doing a great job? No. You know what? Listen. And it's not even about being political, but let me tell you something. The heart of man is desperately wicked. You know, God says our righteousness is like filthy rags in his sight. We have nothing to come to God with. So it's not a gun issue. It's not the issue of anything else. It's a heart issue. And we have to get back and look and see what's going on with people. What is driving their motives? And while we're on the subject, Chris, I got to jump to something else, but I'm going to let you talk. Entertainment. No one talks about that. No one talks about the impact that entertainment is having or has had on society and how entertainment has ravaged the family. Rap music. We can go on and on and on. I'm going to stop right here, Chris.
Oh, no, you're going in my direction because, as you know, the TV show Punisher is coming out to Netflix soon. And when the Vegas shooting happened, Marvel decided to pull the Punisher from the Comic-Con panel, right? From New York Comic-Con. Now, here's the thing now. If you think about what's going on here, Punisher is a very violent, spirit of vengeance type character. It's obvious you know something's wrong if you go ahead and show this at at the Comic-Con panel this week, because it actually promotes the gun violence that you guys are talking about here, you know. And some people are going to say, well, the show is not going to make someone get up and hold a gun to someone's head. Well, if you do the research, there are people that copy these sorts of shows and go out and do violent acts. They copy horror shows, they copy action movies, and it's obvious, right? Your little kids are copying these superheroes, so it has an effect. No matter how much you think it doesn't, it might not be the biggest problem in the world, but it's a problem. The amount of violence that we take in on a regular, people back in the day, you know, back in the past, will probably look at us like, what is going on? Why are you guys so indulged in this sort of thing? But you know, I'm the crazy one, right, Rory?
No, you're absolutely not crazy. Here's another component to what you're talking about, Chris. You know, we're talking about video games, entertainment, but no one in the media, no one whatsoever will tell you the truth that these games that are being played today are actually used to condition soldiers for the battlefield. Nobody.
Yeah.
And then we have an impact. Is it having an impact on society today? Are we having an impact on when they say, well, you know, hey, it's just like a game. I can start over. You know, somebody can get wiped out. And there's no thought behind it. We have kids that are running up to older people today and playing this knockout game.
Yeah.
That continues.
Right.
That means that they're not thinking about the impact that this is going to have. It's like in South Florida, there was a video that was shown last year where a young lady had her dog, or I think it was a dog, that she came out to the pool, and there were young youths, that were black youths, that were having a party by the pool. And she said, "Hey, could you guys keep the music down?" And this kid picked up the lady, and he fell on the ground, and he dunked her in the pool, only to find out later that she had some severe problems or illnesses that she was dealing with. Where is the outcry there? Nobody cried out and said anything. That's number one. Number two, he was sentenced, I think, about 3 weeks ago. And yes, now he's coming up and he's apologizing. But when they're blaring the music that they're playing that has all the filth and to degrade women, the same, the music to degrade women, the same thing that you're seeing in the music is the same thing we're dealing with today that's happening in Hollywood, where men and are going around because they have the power and the authority and groping women and doing things that are not upstanding at all. No one says anything. And Chris, I'm sorry I'm going off here, but why are we as Christians going to those movies? And if you don't realize that something's wrong with it, no one came forth for all these years that was going on because they were getting paid. Nobody did. They kept quiet and they took the money and dealt with it. Now, all of a sudden, we have this one guy that I can't remember his name, Chris.
Weinstein?
Weinstein. He's not even a Mr. Weinstein. He has been caught, and now all of a sudden, it's like when you go into a kitchen that's a dirty kitchen and you flip the lights on and you see roaches are just scattering everywhere. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. This is actually what's happening today, that there's molestation that's going on. There's rape. There's all sorts of different things that are going on, and it has never been investigated, and it won't be investigated. You see, everybody is sitting back today and they're saying, "Oh my goodness, look at Weinstein. How could this be? Oh my goodness, it's horrible." But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Everybody forget what's his name? Bill Cosby? What's his name? Everybody forgot about him? That's the normal practice. This was the standard in Hollywood. And when these people came out, a few people came out and started talking about it, you know, they're quacks. They're wackos. But now, who's the wacko? The Bible says what is done in secret will be shouted from the rooftop. And all of a sudden, now it's being shouted from the rooftop. So it's filled with pedophilia. It's filled with illicit sex. It's filled with all sorts of different things. And it didn't start last week, last month, 10 years ago. You can go back all the way to the 30s and 40s, and it's the same thing that was going on.
Right.
Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Right, no, you're totally right. It's been going on for a while, and we've heard rumors. We've seen certain people come out, you know, out the closet, and other people, they came out the closet in books, and, you know, whether they're gay or pedophiles or whatever. And this runs far and wide into government agencies and little clubs. But, you know, I explained to someone the other day, no matter where you go, once there's money flowing around, once there's a little fame to be had, sex is easy. It's easy. And then on top of that, if you're a degenerate, just somebody that's just a deviant, all you have to do is start blackmailing people and shoveling a little money here and there, and, you know, you're going to get your way until someone screams for justice. All of these little boys, just like in the Catholic Church, all that stuff that was coming out a few years ago, all the pedophilia went up to the top, to the top. It was exposed, and now Hollywood is, you know, they're running, you know, all of these execs and these actors, even, you know, you go look up the videos of Ben Affleck groping women. Look at Kevin Spacey. He comes out to say that he was gay after he's been accused of pedophilia. So, you know, listen, we could spend all day on this one right here. And I think we probably need to have a whole show on this topic alone, because it'll get really interesting. But this is one of the things that's permeating our culture, the sexual deviance everywhere, from corrupt church people to false religions. It's everywhere. Corporate entities, you know, little club managers, music managers, music producers, film producers. It's everywhere. Everywhere. Okay?
Exactly. You know, people think that this is not that rampant. Let me give you another clue, another hint. There were a few years ago, Jay-Z was in an elevator, and he was in the elevator with his wife and I think his wife's sister, and something happened, and he started, the sister started beating up on him. And when they came out of the elevator, hey, it was the norm. You can't say anything.
Yeah.
That's the standard.
Yeah.
This is what happens. She was just beating on him because maybe he said something condescending to her. I don't know. But understand this. When you have these men with power that have gone and done these things to women, young boys, young girls, I'm going to show you how corrupt it is. Where are the lawsuits that are flying to say it needs to stop? Where were all these actresses that are saying, and you know, actresses, they're there. And even Mr. Weinstein was invited to the White House by the Obama. Mrs. Obama said, he is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the outcry?
Yeah.
Where is everybody that's saying, hey, how could this be?
Yeah.
No one is questioning that.
Even Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. Nobody. Because you see, it's a double standard. All you got to do is say that you're for something, but behind closed doors, you do the total opposite. Mm. And you know what? They think that they can get away with it. And these people's lives have been ruined. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk. Since we're talking, how many of these stars or these actors and actresses have committed suicide?
Hmm.
Go. How many of them? How many of them have OD'd? How many of them? Why has this happened? Why is there drug abuse that is so prevalent in Hollywood? It's illegal, but it's been prevalent for so long. Now, you mean so long? What are you guys talking about? Well, let's go back. We can look at Janis Joplin. We can look at, we can go way back. A lot of these movie stars, this is how they died. Elvis Presley. What is this going on with this illicit sex and drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson. Why is there a tie? And I'm just showing you how corrupt the industry is, and how we, some of us who say we are Christians, go and sit down and pay to watch or put money in a pedophile's pocket. That's a problem.
Yeah.
You see, these are the things that are going on, because we are the ones. We need to, you know, I'm speaking out because I don't go to those, but I'm telling you, we are the ones that are putting money in their pocket. That's why we enable them. When Bill Cosby, Bill Cosby, when he ran that show and he was doing all that, that's what these guys did. That's what they did. Mm-hmm. They drug you, and his MO was he drugged the women, and he did what he did. And you see, there's a track record. There's a pattern that has happened over the course of time. Now, look, I'm saying these things, but I'm not necessarily judging them. You know who is the judge? It's God. But based on the word of God, I am looking at the word of God. It says, listen, the word of God says, a man, for this reason, a man shall leave his mother and father, and the two shall become one flesh. So in other words, when somebody gets married, they become one flesh. Even we'll go a little bit deeper, Chris, and we look when Jesus came to the woman at the well. He came to the woman at the well. The woman wasn't married. Jesus did not ridicule the woman, but he did say to her, go and get your husband. And she said, I have no husband. And he said, Jesus said, you answer correctly. And she says, and he proceeded to tell her that she has been married 5 times and the one she is with is not her husband. What did he mean there? And I, Chris, I know I'm going a little long, but what he meant was that she has slept with 5 people. So God keeps a record of that. You know, that's what I'm trying to show you. God keeps a record of that. The other thing that most people don't talk about, Chris, and I'm just hitting the points as quickly as I can and move on, is I was reading an article and they were talking about anal cancer that's spreading like wildfire. And that's another big secret. But you see, there are things that God has set in place. For this reason, a man shall leave his mother and father, and the two shall become one. Mm-hmm. That's how it was set up. I didn't do that. That's him. Mm-hmm. That's God. And these are, you know, if we go, and I think I've used this analogy before. When I go to buy a Maytag washing machine, Maytag is the maker of the washing machine. They're the one that will list the parameters, the voltage. They will list the capacity for the water, how much soap, because they are the one who designed it. God is the one who designed us. Similar to the maker of the washing machine, God is the one who designed us. And he made us to be able to do certain things. And once he did that, if you violate what God has put in place, the machine will not work up to its capacity. And I'm just using that as an analogy. Maybe it's not the best, but this is what it is. And when you violate that, it comes with other problems. If I go to the machine and I put acid in the machine, the washing machine, it will work for a while, but after a while it's going to stop working because the acid is going to corrode some of the things. And so these are some basic principles that we have gone away from. Chris, I'm sorry it took so long there.
Well, you know, the Bible talks about in Ephesians 2 about where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, which you can call Baal or Satan, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. The spirit that's working in the children of disobedience, also known as the people that aren't saved, right? And so all these sexual deviants, I mean, we're talking about rings of pedophilia. A lot of them have been caught, but it's not even scratching the surface. This is going on everywhere. And some of these people in these circles, in these Hollywood circles, they get passed around a lot. And some of them never make it to stardom. Some of them get pimped out, you know, and some of them end up in some of these circles where you'll never hear from them again. You know, so pick up a couple books and find out what's really going on in these atmospheres that we're talking about here. Well, and yes, Rory's right. We help to fund the machine. They know that we're going to go see, but we love to be entertained. We're entertained to death. Okay, we are detained most of the time now. How many hours of TV do you watch per day? Figure that out and see how much you're being entertained, detained for something to enter you. See how much time you spend on the Word of God. And I'm not saying you have to be reading all day, but how much time do you give God? How much do you talk to Him? That's the issue, you know? And then we want to get grossed out at what is going on in Hollywood and the music industry and all, but yet we still go buy the records. We still go see the movies. And again, I'm not saying you can't go watch a movie, but if you found out that A actor or B actor is saying this about Christianity or doing this in the background with children, you're still going to support their movie? Then the problem isn't with them. It's with you. It's with you. So that's just the reality we have to face. And I have to face those realities, too. you know, because I like to be entertained, but I've been drawing back so much over the last 3, 4, 5 years, just getting rid of a lot of stuff, you know, and we're just talking about the sexual part. We're not even touching the occult. That is rampant. And we want to talk about a cult. You know, Roy, what's the biggest thing among millennials nowadays? Is it the word of God?
No. It's Satanist and astrology. Okay. You see, you know, the millennials are not reading God's word. And that's where we're falling short, is that God's word is so rich. You know, even, Chris, I'm going to even say something. Even Christians are not reading God's word. They don't know it. They don't know to stand on it. You know, it just boggles the mind. It boggles the mind. Let me share something with you. We know that Halloween is what's Halloween? It's one of the highest night on the witch's calendar.
It's
correct?
The highest night.
Then after that, you have All Saints Day, which is the first. And in Mexico, it's the Day of the Dead or something like that. Anyway.
Day of the Dead, yes.
We have people that are so engrossed. Here we go back to the industry, the movie industry. So engrossed in the same movie industry, in the same pedophile, pill-popping, potion-pushing, media-driven circus that they will go out and spend millions of dollars as a country to get outfits, to get like their favorite characters and dress like the characters on Halloween. You say, but what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong. Come on, it's one day. They're just listen. No, in everything we are to do, we are to honor God. And you know what? What boggles my mind is when churches are saying, hey, we're going to have what type of party they call them now? These alternative parties where the kids can come up and dress in these outfits. Some that are going to church are dressing like Harry Potter, a witch who was written by a witch. And people go and they sit down and they take this garbage.
Right. Totally.
And then we go back to church and sit down in the church and say, well, Lord, please help me. Huh? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Seriously? Gotta honor God. And some, you know, I was looking at some of these prophets in the Old Testament. Isaiah. These guys drew the line mm-hmm. and said, you know what? That's it. I'm going to serve God. And that's it. But we have people that continually reach over and try to pick what they want and take what they want and, you know, take some of the filth and leave. And we can't do that. We can't.
Right. And, you know, speaking of the movies and the cult and the sexual deviance, this new Thor movie. Now, see, Thor, everyone should know that Thor is the god of thunder. And so he's a false god. And his father's Odin, which is another false god that goes back to Baal, right? But Disney, who's always pushing some sort of gay agenda, and I don't know if it's fully Disney or fully Marvel or a little bit of both, but now it's coming out that in Thor will feature its first openly LGBT character, which is played by Tessa Thompson, and she tweets it out, basically being proud about it. You know, and I don't know about her sexuality, where she goes left or right. I don't know. But the whole point is, all of you out there are excited to see this movie. And one rule of thumb for me is, if a lot of people are excited about it, something strange is going to be in it. And I'm not talking about magic or anything. I'm just saying something, some agenda. And I'm usually right. Same thing with the Wonder Woman movie. Right after that, the actress that played Wonder Woman went on SNL and gave a lesbian kiss. All of you females in church that, oh, it's so wonderful. It's such a wonderful movie. What are you loving? this false God, this false lesbian, bisexual God, and you promote it in church like it's nothing. Like, I mean, it's more than one woman I've talked to about this. So, you know, I'm not just picking at one person or anything. It's more than one person. And these are the things that we promote among Christians. Everyone going out to see this Thor movie, beyond the magic, beyond the false God stuff, they're promoting deviant lifestyles, including pansexuality, which Loki will be, I think they say that he'll be exposed as a pansexual or something like that. I was reading one time. So, hey, is it my theory? No. This is what's in the comic books. This is what's in the movies. And, of course, it's becoming more prevalent. And so, why is it becoming more prevalent? Because they want society to become, to mirror the entertainment. That's the ultimate goal of Satan. So you could imitate that sort of thing, that lifestyle, the things that the nations used to do when God separated Israel from them. He made an example that Israel followed God. And even though they turned away from him time after time after time, it just confirms that you can't do anything without God. You can't stay on the straight path without God. His power allows you to stay on that path. So Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. It's only the power of God that allows you to even worship. We are all unholy. And until we come on the side of Christ, that's the only time we're even told to be holy. You can't be holy on your own. It's impossible. It's impossible. Let's go ahead, Roy.
You know, while you brought that up, I could only, you were talking about Loki, the pansexual, and all this other stuff that's coming. Now, here's the thing, you know, mothers and fathers are going to take their children,
yeah,
and they're going to go with their children and expose them to this garbage. And this is the seeds that are going to be planted, and it's going to be planted by the parents. Okay. Now, that's one. Two, you got to understand, there's a part in the Bible, I can't remember where, it's in the Old Testament, after the, I think one of the judges or one of the priests died, they said all of Israel did their own thing or did what was right in their own eyes. See, they left and they weren't serving God. And what happened? Judgment came right after that. And one of the things that we're seeing today, see, it didn't start here. And we keep telling you, there were some key players that were there in the past. One, his name was Crowley, Aleister Crowley. The Beatles wrote about him. The Rolling Stone wrote about him. A lot of these bands that we talk about in the 60s and the 70s, The Who, Def Leppard, you name it, they have been influenced by this guy. And one of the quotes that he did, he wrote, and he was a Satanist. He says, do what thou wilt, or do whatever you want to do. Same thing in the Bible. There came a time when the children of Israel did whatever came to mind. They weren't serving God. And, you know, maybe I'm not wording it correctly, but they did their own thing. And we are seeing that this is what's happening. Now, it's even more powerful than the music now. It's being introduced into movies. It goes from the movies into the characters, the little toys, you know. And you say, but it's just a toy. And after that, you see the kid has an image that's in his mind that's planted, and he will stay there forever until the Lord God Almighty has mercy on the child and uproots that, and maybe the child can be saved. But these are some of the things that are happening today in today's world. This is what's going on. And as parents, we are called to be vigilant and watch over our children so that when the time comes, they will be able to stand. And we are going to see something, you know, we are going to see something, and Chris, man, we're going to see some things happen like we have never seen happen before. We looked at an election this last year, and the election is over. It was between Mrs. Clinton and Donald Trump. She lost, but she has not gone away. She's still, you know, beating the drum. And for those of you who are Christians, go and look at the characteristics of this lady in the Bible. Her name was Jezebel. And look at the characteristics of this lady that ran for the presidency of the United States and see if there are similarities or differences. And you know what? Leave us a comment. And when it comes up, you know, when you see that, leave us a comment. And we can look and we can talk. We can dialogue about some of the similarities, and maybe you find some differences about the power, the her husband being the king, and so on and so forth. And you'll see what I'm talking about. But we are at a critical time in our history, a critical time where we need to turn back to God, because judgment is coming on the land. Judgment is coming on the land.
Yes.
Judgment is coming on the land.
Yes.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, and the book that you were referring to is Judges. When everyone did what was right in their own eyes. And that's how we're getting the train. But all of this is projected on you, even though you have a sinful nature that's already prone to this stuff. A lot of it's projected on you through your entertainment and through the media, the news, the books, whatever you pick up to. A lot of magazines are just, you walk into Barnes & Noble, one of these places, you see it all over the place. Okay? And it's all a form of mind control. Doesn't matter if you think that's weird. That's what it is. Someone is willing to control your mind. Or maybe I shouldn't say someone. Well, it is someone, isn't it? There's a hierarchy. And at the top of this demonic cesspool is the devil or Satan. And he wants you all to burn in hell. And hell wasn't made for humans, by the way. It was made for the devil and his angels. And now us, through our rejection of Jesus Christ, God Almighty, we end up going there where we are unregenerated to him. And all he wants is a relationship with you. He bought you back through his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So he paid the price for everything that you think about, the bad, all the this nasty stuff we're just talking about, the stuff that you've done in your life. No matter what you've done, he's paid the price for that. And all you have to do is accept it. Just imagine that. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that he rose from the dead, died on the cross for you. It's so simple, but the heart of man is so wicked that we refuse simplicity and go for our own cause or the broad road, the many roads that lead to hell. Isn't that interesting? They say all roads lead to heaven. But the funny thing is, all those roads lead to hell. That's what's really going on. So it's really a flip on the reality that it really is. And I never thought about it that way until just now. It's a flip on the reality that it really is. There's only one way to heaven, one way to God, through Jesus Christ. And that's it. And that's what I will always preach. We're going to do some more shows on the upcoming one world religion and government, all that stuff. More stuff are happening in the background than ever before, people. Time is at hand. And it doesn't matter if the time at hand is 10 years from now, and we're talking about it now, or 20 or 50. The time is still at hand. Our lifespans are short. Bible talks about it like it's a mist. Just comes and goes. Comes and it goes. None of us are promised tomorrow. So take heed now, because we don't want you, amen, to burn. Rory, amen, take us out.
Amen. 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 You know, before we go, Chris, the Mail Online today. This was posted on the Mail Online at 12:40 p.m. November 2nd, 2017. Exclusive: Dr. Oz confronts Corey Feldman after Santa Barbara police says actor never named his molesters, then convinces the former child star to report the allegations, report the alleged predators to the LAPD. You see what we're talking about. And I didn't look for this. I was just browsing and I saw this. See, if you don't believe us, how would you send your children to sit down and watch programs that even one of the actors himself is crying out and telling you that his best friend committed suicide because of what was done to him? And he won't call the name. He says, the interview is there. Go look at it on YouTube. And he tells in great detail how they were molested as kids. So much more are some of these other stars that have never spoken, you know. And I'm just praying that I'm not praying for them necessarily. I pray that they come to the understanding of who Jesus Christ is, because they can be saved. But I am praying for the parents, that maybe one parent would find this video or find and hear it, and it will change his or her mind. Don't do it. Don't do it. Is there anything else that you want to go next, Chris?
No, I'm pretty much done. Because I have to do more research on this whole topic, and this is going to be a bigger show.
Yeah.
So yeah. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. Don't forget to check us out on Patreon and on Funly, and you could pick up one of our shirts or a mug on teespring.com. Just look up Don't Let Them Burn store and you'll find us. And just support us if you can. And you can even support us just by liking this video, sharing it. Please share. That's how the word gets out. Just thank you for listening.
Thank you all, and have a great night.
If you like our videos, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell to get all our frequent updates.